Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times,
my love, he makes it feel like nobody else, nobody else. But my love,
shit's so funny, man.
He doesn't love me, so I
New year, same old shit. It's fun though, man. It's fun to chronicle this because this is like an outlet for me. Because I don't go and talk to the boys about this. You know, everyone's got their own situations. They got their own relationships and shit to deal with. I'm on the other end. I was actually thinking about it. I don't know. All my friends, I believe, are either in relationships or married. I'm the lone wolf, man. This is it. The last of the Mohicans. Everyone's happily taken. Whew, good for them. Good for fucking them. Because I don't know if they have the resolve to deal with this madness that I deal with. And, you know, part of my South Beach experience that I didn't talk about was, you know, I was on a date and I had a good time. Had a great time. It was awesome. And, but the one thing, you start off 2018 coming back from that and you're like, hey, you know, how's everything? Oh, everything was great, but I want to take things slow. I'm not ready emotionally. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't get the disclaimer before that. So all of a sudden, there was a change of heart. You know, for me, automatically, I'm thinking, okay, someone just wanted to get a free experience on me. Well, not really free because they pay for some things, but I would say overall, you know, that's just how girls are. But that's the way I've categorized it anyway in online dating. It's just people when you meet in general, especially for me in the dating field. What I've realized in almost going to be 5 years, it's going to be 5 years this year since I, you know, I've been on my own doing my thing. But essentially what you come down to is a few things. Number one, either the girl is married or in a relationship, just looking for emotional attention. Number two, they're halfway out the relationship and they're trying to just kind of test the waters out there and see what's going on in that dating pool. Number three is you have girls that just are trying to fill time and are trying to get a free meal or a free experience on the house. Because there's so many guys out there that are just willing to do that. And the guy, obviously, in return, is going to try to get his. And let me see what else you have. I'm trying to think. Number four. I can't think of it right now. Oh, yeah. Or they're far away. Like, they live in Michigan or something like that. And they'll just go ahead. They're in town for a weekend or a week or so. So what I've learned over the years is to avoid holiday swiping or, you know, chatting with people because they're mostly from out of town visiting. And it doesn't matter. I'm not going to go and see them. I'm not going to waste my weekends on seeing people. That's just not my style. I'm not. I have 2 weekends to myself. You better be locally. I'm not going to go to Tampa. I'm not going to go to Miami. I'm not doing that number. You know, your pussy's not that bomb. Sorry. I mean, it probably is, but it's not worth my free weekends. I need my me time. So you really don't have, but essentially that's what it comes down to in the dating world is that you have all those people that are out there and you have to fill them out on top of the compatibility, on top of that. I mean, I've talked to women that just tell me all the time, man, it must suck for you. Because at least for the girl, she could be picky as fuck or she can be as slow in her time. But at the end, she holds the pussy. And that's the equivalent of the bank. It's like the bank holds all the money. It don't matter how much, you know, it doesn't matter how much bitching you do. At the end, you got to go to the bank to get that loan. You just can't go ahead and fabricate $300,000 for your home. You have to go to a bank. One of the banks, they have the gold. And that's how women are in the dating. And they know that. A lot of them do. And they'll go ahead. And that's where the men lie. That's where the men do the things that they do. Because they're trying to get that loan. So, but you know, I don't play along those rules. I'd be like, oh, I don't need your fucking money. I mean, I go ahead and have an interview, but I walk out of there. You know, like I walk out of there and not even care for a fucking loan or even apply. I don't care. If you want to give me one, fine. I'm like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption at the end. If you want to give me probation or not, I don't fucking care. You know, I'm just an old black man and they fucking just stamp it, boom. Yeah, you're approved. We like that rhetoric. But, you know, I try to do that, and it doesn't work at all. So it's been going on for a while, guys. And I just think it's funny. I just actually had to disconnect somebody because they were just exhausting me. Like, they were just used to – you can just tell those people where they just read everything between the lines. And they're trying to pick a fight, and they're trying to engage in a debative argument. Some people just work that way. They don't know how to conversate healthy without disagreement, or it, being able to disagree, but in a manner where it's just like a growing experience for one another. People just feel like, no, this is, you know, you try to help them out and they'll sit there and play devil's advocate and complain and bitch. It's like they're trying to create this fight with you. And you're saying, buddy, I'm not trying to fight with you. You're barking up the wrong tree. Whatever works for you. And I was just dealing with this whole person over the weekend, just messaging back and forth. They're doing that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I had a reminder, like, dude, you know you're doing this, right? And she's like, at the end, she's like, yeah, I realize I am, and that's just part of my nature. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And I just cut her off. Boop. Disconnect, block. I just can't deal with it. I'm just so, you know, and with friends, I'll go ahead, and family, I'll go ahead and just give them a little timeout. That's what I'll do. It's like, okay, you're getting me in a mode in a where you exhausting my energy here, and I need to recharge. I have a daughter. I have this work, this crack in the whip. All right. I mean, I just don't need you sucking that energy out of me, because that's one thing you realize with people is that you have the bloodsuckers, and I always go back to the givers and takers. And I think that's what it is. You know, I'm a person that gives, and people, when they don't have that outlet and they don't want to seek professional help, then when you have a buddy that gives it to you, or you have in a dating concept, you have somebody that is just so easygoing. Like, I'm not, and that's just what one of the things with this person I was talking to was like, you know, it's not that I'm complex. I'm unorthodox. That's a big difference between that. You know, it's not normal what I do or how I handle things, but it's not complicated. But people are not conditioned to think that way. And mostly everyone agrees with me when they talk to me and get to know me. It's like, yeah, that's not normal. I'm used to dealing with alpha personalities. I'm used to dealing with controlling personalities and then closeted needy. You know, like there's some men that just need that attention, need that ego being fed. And I don't resonate with none of that. It's like, okay, you're here. If you're not, okay, great. Carry on. And I think that's something that throws them for a loop, or they're used to combating and men thinking they're right all the time. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not right. You think what you want to think. Good for you. And, you know, with women, they get in the most petty of debates about something they have to do, and you're sitting there trying to help them. Hey, you know, I'm a person that if you're trying to sit there and complain to me about a problem, if you're sitting there and you just want to yap about it, I'm not a person that can sit there and yap about it. I have to have resolutions. I have to. So if I have a flat tire, I'm not going to sit there and complain about a flat tire. You probably won't even know I had a flat tire. It's just part of the business. You just go about doing it. You get your fucking donut out of the car. You do it. Or if you have issues, call AAA, call your insurance. That's it. I'm not going to sit there and text about it and complain about it all day to someone else. It doesn't make sense. But that's how some people are built. They have to complain. They have to bitch about it. They have to have an outlet. And what I tell people, I know, hey, listen, if you got a wife or a husband, you go fucking do that. If you got friends, go do that. I'm not going to be your emotional punching bag here. I mean, don't get me wrong. You got to build towards that. You got to have a resume. But and if you can't be self-aware that you're sucking the life out of me, or that this is your nature, then it's not for me. And that's one of the things that I've been doing. And it's not a resolution, but it's something that I've been doing as of recently. I've been very selective about just staying away from people, staying away from certain energies. It's not that I don't hang out with them, but I keep them at arm's length, as I like to say. I don't try to force them into my circle. I don't try to make things better. Like those days are over for me. It's like I'm such in a level of peace and tranquility that when you have that, when you have this type of true sense of peace, it's very hard to allow anybody to just go ahead and mess it up again. It's one thing if I was in it, let's say if I was in a relationship and I've been in it for 15, 20 years, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm dealing with shit every day, right? Emotionally or whatever it is. But I haven't been that way. Again, I'm going into 5 years, and I'm so elated and excited the way things are. Like my life has been so peaceful and so good. It's been so introspective. And I think for many of you, it's just, I know it's easier said than done, because you have to kind of deal with your relationship. You have to deal with your families and things like that. But that's the luxury that I have as far as being a loner, is that I'm able to build that solitude of fortress of solitude, as I like to say as well. And it's just a world where I'm at peace, where I don't have any drama. I don't have anything going on. I could easily unplug from people. And that's something that I've gone into that. I definitely decided I'm going to do that more. And it was just interesting just talking to this person. But, yeah, it's just very fascinating out there, just the things, the behaviors. And, you know, people question you on how I view things as far as the general perspective of dating. And it's like, hey, I'm just telling you from my experiences. I have a few years in this rodeo. It's not something where, trust me, I'm not trying to just stay in this fucking mud, in this pig mud, just rolling in it. I'm not doing this for shits and giggles. But, you know, one of the things I've done my version of a cat lady. And what does that mean? Well, you know how typically when the women are just not dating at all and they just fucking call it a day, they go ahead and get like 15 cats, get all these animals around the house, and they become their babies, and then they start cluttering the fucking house, right? I mean, you just have boxes and boxes of shit. You don't even know what's in them. You don't even use them. Well, you know, I'm doing my version of that. I'm doing my video game route. I went ahead and bought my Nintendo Super NES. That's what I told the chick I was talking to, another one. I said, yeah, this is you're the last hope, because after this, if this doesn't work out, man, I'm definitely going into the bunkers with Nintendo. Because you're going to have to find me. And the good thing about women, I will say this, that women are not good about looking for men. They are not used to it. They're not conditioned. And they're not going to drag me out. And that's not something that I'm going to. And even if you drag me out, it just takes me a long time to feel comfortable with you. I get anxiety if someone tries to push things along really quickly. Like there's somebody at my job. They're just kind of like a little cray-cray, in my opinion. But they keep trying, though, man. They keep trying. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. You give me anxiety. I didn't tell her that, but I remember one time they tried to bombard me in my cubicle. And, you know how girls get. They get all courageous and stuff when they're in a group. They start saying really crazy stuff like HR violation type of shit that only girls can say. They won't get in trouble, but because they're girls, of course, it's not deemed as harmful. So, you know, when you have that going on, I remember just saying, I don't feel comfortable here. I told them that. I said, you know, I don't know what you ladies are doing here, you know, talking to me and being flirtatious, but it's just not, I'm not comfortable here. And it's funny because that one in particular just brings it up. Hey, you know, I don't mean to say anything crazy. All right, whatever. You keep saying it, I'm ignoring you. But yeah, I just don't. I'm unorthodox, and I think that's okay. And I think, you know, the one thing about it that I've realized over the years is that people say that you're gay. People say that, you know, they come up with all these different things. I remember at work a long time, because I didn't talk to anybody. They'd be like, oh, we thought you were gay. I'm like, really? Yeah, because you didn't talk to none of the girls. And or you thought you know, they think you're arrogant. And it's like, no, I don't interact. Not because I don't want to. I just don't think there's a lot of upside. Simply because, okay, let me go ahead and date somebody at work. Okay, great. What happens? Okay, well, we have fun. Let's just say she doesn't like it or I don't like it. And then you try to disconnect. Well, everyone's going to know your business at work, right? Everyone's going to know you're hanging out. Everyone's going to want to know what's the deal, right? I mean, it's just so many exes going against you at work. And then let's just say you break up and it's very hostile. What happens? Then you're going to have a toxic work environment. It's I just rather avoid all of that. Same thing with people I know. If I'm close to somebody and they're trying to throw a friend at me, that's the worst thing you could do. Like playing Cupid, I'm not going to go for that, because it doesn't it creates a mindset where if it doesn't work, it's going to cause issues. And what happens is who gets the residual of that? Well, the people that introduce the dumbasses that play Cupid. So I don't like being hooked up with friends, girls, and things like that. I don't like hooking up at work. I think those things are just a no-no. Like, I'll talk to people for sure, but I try to stay away from it all. And I think that, you know, so it limits you. It limits you. The gym, I go in the morning. Most of the old people, or if the women that go there, they're not there to talk. They're married. You know, they're not fucking around. You know, they don't have their makeup on. They don't have their filters, as I like to say. Because, you know, women love their filters in their pictures. They're like, they're thinking they're 49, right? 49 years old, putting on pictures and filters like they're 35. And then they're lying about their fucking weight. And then when you mention it to them, they get all offended. It's like, well, what do you want me to say? You ladies pushed me to Instagram. You ladies pushed me to have a social online presence. I was off the radar. But then the moment you go ahead and meet you in person, hey, do you have a Facebook? I'm like, no. Oh, you must be married. I can't believe you don't have a Facebook. What the fuck you mean? I don't need a Facebook. What do I need a Facebook? I'm here in person. Well, you must be married. You must be with somebody. Okay, I'll give in. I've heard that line of questioning one too many times. So I'll give you Instagram. Goodness gracious. God damn, guys. So this is my New Year rant. Starting it off with a bang. I love it. And I think that's what it comes down to. Just being, just cutting the fat, ultimately. It's one of the things you have to do to be sane. Because, man, people just don't respect you. People just want to suck the life out of you. And especially with women, if they can get a free meal out of it, if you could entertain them for 4 hours messaging back and forth, man, they're all for it. And they'll go ahead and say, oh, this crazy shit, I'm not buying it anymore. I don't buy anything. It's like they're playing the game. I don't blame them. Good for them. They've been jaded just as much. So, and that's the thing I wanted to go on a final note. I think people think that I'm jaded, but once they get to know me, they know I'm not. It's just that I'm guarded. And it takes time. It takes time for me because ultimately I don't trust who you say you are. I don't think all of us should. Like, you know, my friends that are in my life, the people that I consider family, are people that have shown me through their actions, because that's the way I work. I don't work with the saying I love you 1,000 times. Like, I show you. Love is an action. Whether it's a friend, whether it's your significant other, I show through my actions. And the people that I'm around reflect that mindset as well. It's not about telling you I love you and they're not doing anything about it. It's like, dude, are you there when I need you? Can I count on you? You know, can you count on me? And I think that's a beautiful thing about the people that I have in my life, and I love it. And that's the way it should be. And I will continue to keep that type of energy around me because, man, the bloodsuckers are abundant, man, in that dating world. They're abundant out there in this world, man. And you just got to stay the fuck away from them. So, but yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll have more dating adventures. I don't know. Like I said, I'm going in the bunkers and I've been playing my SNES retro gaming. And it's been fucking awesome. And that's been my version of a cat lady. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, it's a fine line. Again, I'm a cat lady. But then if someone's just putting it on me a little too strong, I get anxiety. Like, I feel like that spider sense, you know, like when you see, not Tom McFarlane, but what's the kid's name, man? He's really good actor. The guy's playing Spider-Man now. The trailer of Infinity Wars, you see his forearm, his hair, little hairs on his forearm just go up. That's how I feel when I feel a girl hitting on me that I'm just not, like, trying to get their attention. Like, trust me, I know how to talk to a girl. I just choose not to, all right? So, if I am not in that mode of entertaining you, if I am not in that mode of chasing or talking to you, then I probably just want to stay on my own. You know, if you try to force me out of that bunker, I get anxiety, man. I start coming out with guns.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper toda mi...